Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS Eye on the World, Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague and co-host and co-pilot, Dr. Livingston, the space show himself. David, we're going to Mars, and we're very privileged to be speaking to a veteran space explorer. This is David Southwood, a senior research investigator at the Imperial College in London. Most importantly for our purposes, a memory of then and now, as former director of science and robotic exploration at the European Space Agency, writing most recently at Science Magazine about a dream, the Mars sample return mission, at this moment on hold. Dr. Southwood, a very good evening to you. Congratulations for your past achievements, but they only care about what's tomorrow. So we're going to the history of the Mars sample return that you provide in your science piece. 25 years ago, it was a go, and then it was a no-go. 15 years ago, it was a go, and then it was a no-go. And 1 year ago, go, 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 no-go. I find in your piece that the common theme through all of this is they dreamed the dream, but they couldn't, at the time, justify the expense. It gets more expensive all the time. Where in the process is the Mars sample return mission right now? Because Curiosity, the rover on Mars, has successfully delivered the first part of it, which is to choose samples and leave them for pickup. So where is the process now, this debate that's going on about the future of Mars sample return? Good evening to you, David Southwood.
Well, I think that's a critical question. Of course, the samples are going to remain there, and hopefully they're sealed well. And so I'm sad to say, in a way, we have the time to sort things out. What I'm most concerned about is seeing Mars sample return just drift along without a level of financial commitment behind it. That's the problem 25 years ago, and it was the problem 15 years ago. Not enough money. It got stopped then, and I think really, one has to say, if what we want is the kind of samples that are being collected by Curiosity and so on that are sitting on Mars waiting to be collected, then we need to be patient here to make sure we can afford to do this right. For me, Mars sample return is a lot more than just getting down on the surface and getting back to Earth with a bit of dust. For me, it's very important to do the best damn job we can, and I think that really requires patience. Maybe I'm unduly sensitive to financial matters, but then I work for a space agency, and frankly, my life was endlessly trying to stay within budget or trying to deal with overruns, so I may be a little obsessed with the money, but I think it's fundamental to doing things right.
Dr. Livingston, you have a question.
Yes, if they come up with compromises on the current price tag of around $11 billion and cut it back, are they cutting back essentials out of the program, or should they hold on and not compromise?
Sorry to interrupt you, David, but you're absolutely got the nub of the problem there. For me, there is a great difficulty about compromising, because if you just do a quick and dirty mission, just to say you've done Mars sample return, it's going to be much harder later to do it right. And so I think it's one of those things, because it's an emotional thing. We sent a rocket to Mars and it brought back material from Mars. That's an emotional feeling. We have a bit of Mars. They should be the best bits of Mars that we can get. And I'm assuming the samples sitting there waiting to be picked up are the best bits. And I'm very worried that one should not take shortcuts. Clearly, there are engineering shortcuts you can do just to get to Mars, get back. But I think it'll be a psychological problem not to do this right first time.
You have experience, Dr. Southwood, of projects ballooning in cost and draining the nerves of everyone. The most major significant one I know of right now is the James Webb Space Telescope, which is a spectacular success. However, the facts are that initially presented, it was $1 billion American. The final cost was $11 billion and higher, maybe $10 billion and higher, somewhere in that zone. But it is a success. What cost so much money? Why did it take so long, Dr. Southwood?
Well, I was deeply involved in it. Of course, it was a European launcher that was used, and that actually saved a lot of money because I was paying for it. And I also provided two major instruments for the focal plane. So this was very important to me. I started working on it, believe it or not, in 2000. Can you remember 2000? That was a year, a long time ago. And it really seemed to me that it was going to be a wonderful thing. That wasn't in doubt. The question was, could we do it? Well, what happened? I think optimism got ahead of us. It started off at a price that was clearly not true. But then you build up the engineering teams, and one of the things that doesn't get paid attention to is NASA gets its budget every year, and Congress in the end decides how much money is going into a major project like JWST. I don't want to see this happening to MSR, the Mars Sample Return, that is. JWST, say 15 years ago, I was aware each year that Congress was not giving enough money. I mean, NASA was trying to make the case, but they would get cut back. And clearly there was always enough money to keep the team together, but never enough money to really drive the program at the rate really needed to do it most effectively and cost effectively. In other words, if it had been fed money at the right rate, it wouldn't have cost $11 billion. Probably $5 billion. I mean, I do not believe the original $1 billion was an honest figure. But it really frustrated me and my colleagues in Europe because, of course, we had instrumentation built. We delivered instrumentation, I think, 2011 or 2012, and it had to sit in storage. We were watching this and intensely frustrated. We Europeans are going to be, I hope, involved with Mars Sample Return in small ways. And we don't, you know, we want to see this done right. And I think most American scientists believe that same thing. In fact, I would say all American scientists believe that too. The problem is to make sure you've got enough money before you start. If you start too early and then just drip feed money, it'll cost more and more and more. And I think that would be catastrophic for a program like Mars Sample Return. I'd rather wait 5 years and see it done properly and start off now and see the price continually rising. Okay, is that clear?
It is. Dr. Livingston, you have a question.
So when you refer to Mars Sample Return as being done correctly, you're for the most part talking about making sure the financing is in order so that you can go through properly and do it properly with the money and not have these kinds of problems. Is that correct?
I think that's more or less correct. I'm sorry to sound like I'm obsessed with money, but I'm also it's clear that so far the samples have been collected, and those have been carefully selected, and surely it's very important to go for those samples. That imposes conditions on the engineering of the program to get to the right place to pick them up and so on. Now, that's not to say that there aren't things with the current engineering scenario that could not be trimmed. I'm not going to say it's perfect, because engineering is always a compromise between different pressures from different scientists. But there isn't a shortcut here. You're not going to do it quick and dirty, and, in my view, really be true to science.
We're speaking with David Southwood, senior research investigator at the Imperial College in London, former director of science and robotic exploration at the European Space Agency. That is what we're talking about, robots to Mars, robots on Mars, to deliver information that we need for Mars to be part of the history of the United States and the rest of the European Union. We'll come to suggested solutions when we come back. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This is Hotel Mars Episode N. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.